Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Stay tuned for a special bonus episode of this week's podcast.
Bulldogs Live continues now, and in case you missed it, let's go back to Saturday's win at Ole Miss. This is Coach Tom Crean's immediate reaction, as heard on the Bulldogs Sports Network postgame show.
We were so ready from this week and last night, and, you know, I've had my own personal issues this week with family, with family emergency. So really, when I saw these guys were at games and practice, and that's really been about it with what we've been dealing with, and but they're so locked in. I mean, they're just so locked in. And bottom line is, we put something in at the beginning of the second half, and we ran it to perfection. And when you got a team that you draw something up that they've not done, and then they can run it, and then they can run it again, and then we can come out of the timeout and do something different to change it, the flow was really good, right? And today I was really calm with this team because I knew they were ready. I loved our locker room before the game. I loved our practices, and I loved our meeting last night. They were down for a 7:45 breakfast, 5 to 10 minutes early. They try getting a college kid to do that. And they came ready to go. And then they never panicked. And one of the biggest things we wanted to show them is how close we were. If they get the call right in the LSU game, all right, on the Justin out of bounds, we're taking the ball out 82-80, okay, underneath our own basket. I like our chances, right? Like, we're that close, all right? We had a couple of bad games at Arkansas and at home with Auburn. But we're that close. We've come from behind in games. And we wanted to make sure they understood. We can look at last season. We can also look at this season, right? And the bottom line is, we've been in a lot of experiences. And we needed to believe that we were good. I'm really proud of the way they played.
As many games as you've coached in college basketball, you know, first off, how hard it is to win in college basketball because of the talent. And then secondly, to win on the road. And then this is what I was going to ask you about, though, is what it says about the difference between the team that we saw last year that we had, you know, we could not close out games where we led in the second half on the road. This year, you do that, you know, you go down to Ole Miss and you get a lead in the second half, and you, when they make a run, which you knew they would, you stand up, show some character, and then knock down free throws and do the things you have to do at the end to win.
Yeah, it's them. I mean, it's them. It's these guys. I mean, it's so mental, right? We go 17 of 34 from the line at home the other day. Tonight, we're 15 of 17, right? We made every free throw. I just kept reminding them the good news is we're getting fouled, right? The bad news would be if we weren't getting fouled, all right? We're getting fouled. The free throws are going to come. It's just so mental, right? It's so mental in what you do. And that's what happened today. And I'm just looking at this now. We shot 75% in the second half. That's unbelievable. But the spacing was good. The ball movement was good. KD did a fantastic job. But Sevier was fantastic. And PJ Horn, Ty Fagan, the way we got him in the middle of that zone. And I'm glad I told you, Scott, at the pregame, I had a feeling it was good to start.
You did,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it did. It paid off, right? He got 19 points inside of that. And the way we attack a 1-3 zone is a little different, and he's very efficient in how we try to do it. So KD made big plays. Andrew Garcia made big plays. I shrunk the bench in the second half basically because we had momentum going.
Tom, both teams shot well today. Both teams over 50%, but did you feel any better about your defensive effort today?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We were in the zone. We knew we were going to probably zone. We lost track a little bit in the comeback, and that's probably through fatigue because the shots they were making, they weren't making early because they weren't open. So we had a couple of mistakes. But we really wanted to change up defenses. We wanted to be aggressive. We've got to become more aggressive. And you know, I want to play more people. I want to run faster. But at the end of the day, you got to figure out a way to win the game.
That's Coach Tom Crean following Saturday's road win at Ole Miss. Coming up on Wednesday, the Bulldogs will host Kentucky in Athens at 7 o'clock, and Florida will be in town Saturday afternoon for a 2 p.m. contest. I'm Scott Howard. Bulldogs Live will continue right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Commit to the G.
What a one-hander. The bunny is good off the right leg.
Oh, what a follow and a dunk.
Now drives wide open land. Good. Wheeler's done it again. How do you do with that finish? Leans in and floats it in from 15 and takes the lead. For the win. Oh, he made it.
He made it.
He made it.
He did it.
Follow Georgia on the hardwood all season on your home for the Dogs. The Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey, DJ, Chocolate, do you listen to podcasts?
I love podcasts.
Well, we have a podcast, and it's kind of the Bulldog podcast talk show that isn't always about the Georgia Bulldogs. Of course, we touch on it. We also have some great guests each week. Some of them went to Georgia, and some of them didn't.
We have a good time. We talk about anything and everything, and usually it goes everywhere. So, Wes, where do we go from here?
The Shock and Ship Podcast. Find new episodes weekly and other great Bulldogs content at GeorgiaDogs.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors' Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Bulldogs Live continues. Anchoring the second hour of tonight's program, here's Jeff Dantzler.
Good evening, Bulldog Nation, wherever you may be, from Tallapoosa to Tybee Line, over the hills of Habersham and through the marshes of Glen, from Tallulah Gorge to the shores of St. Simons, from Blue Ridge to Bainbridge, around the southeast on the booming signal of WSB, and throughout the world on the Georgia Bulldogs app, along with our network studio producer Zach Jewell, our on-site producers and engineers Adam Gillespie, Ben Brandenburg, and sporting a new haircut and new glasses, Alan Thomas. I'm Jeff Dantzler, and we welcome you to the second hour. You can tweet us, hashtag UGA Dog Talk. Adam is at RoadDog680. Yours truly at Jeff Dantzler TV. Got a great show lined up for you tonight. Lady Dogs got an epic win at Tennessee on Thursday evening, and we'll talk with Joni Taylor. We'll even play a little above, below, and in between with the coach. Mark Sleinaker joins us. He'll have some good stories for us. We're back in the great Hugh Durham days. We'll play above, below, and in between. And Josh Brooks, our new athletic director, is on with Shock and Ship, talking about the lights for that epic win over the Fighting Irish last season. Going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to hang in there with us for another hour talking Georgia Bulldogs. It's a lot of fun. We love our Monday nights. And when we come back, Joni Taylor joins us. Lady Dogs, by the way, 12-1 and 4-1 in the SEC. It's the second hour on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember, nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Across the Northside Hospital System, our surgeons have decades of experience with routine and complex surgeries. Today, Northside leads the Southeast in innovative procedures. Since 2005, we've performed nearly 40,000 robotic surgeries. Our board-certified surgeons are acclaimed for non-invasive techniques. Their confidence and compassion await you at Northside. For complex surgeries, choose the best surgeons. Learn more at northside.com.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Community Coffee, we've been making great tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans and use over four generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
The great point guards are rare. They're true leaders with a work ethic that never wavers and a desire to win that's second to none. There's one truck like that, Ford F-150. It's smart, powerful, and never backs down from the toughest jobs. That's why Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your local Ford dealer to score a great offer on F-150. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales.
Is Bulldogs Live. Let's rejoin Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back to the second hour. Our distinguished guest, the Lady Bulldogs' great head basketball coach, Joni Taylor. Joni, after the win over Tennessee on Thursday, how many texts and calls did you get?
Oh, my goodness. When I first got to my phone, I had 175 text messages. After I did radio with you and media, changed clothes, got on the bus, I was up to 210 text messages. I don't know how many phone calls.
That's a pretty staggering total there. All right, our buddy Trey Littlefield's sitting here in the office with us here, and we were talking before the game. You and I were talking before the game yesterday. How do you handle all this attention? It's great for the program. First time we've won in Knoxville since 1996. I was suave and 24 calling that one then. And you want that attention for the program. It's so big for Georgia basketball, for recruiting and everything. But then at the same time, we've got a good Ole Miss team coming in here on Sunday. So Thursday night on the road, Sunday at home. It's a quick turn. How in the world do you balance that?
It is definitely a balancing act because you want, like you said, you want the exposure for our team. You want the notoriety. I feel like they deserve it. We've worked really hard. And so the way I've handled it is let the outside noise be the outside noise and keep it away from our young ladies. Like, you know, I'm very transparent in a lot of things. So the top 25, for example, let's talk about it at the beginning of the season and then get it out of the way. Hey, listen, we're not ranked. If we're ever going to get ranked, it's going to be up to us in this room, but it's going to be because of what we do. But that's not important because unless they're in our room every day, in our locker room every day, and in our huddle every day, they don't know what our program is about and what it is we're doing. And so let's drown out the outside noise. I'll tell you another perfect example that really helps is after we played Oklahoma, Maddie Williams had 25 points. And a lot of people were texting and calling our girls and even me saying, you guys couldn't stop 25, da-da-da-da. Oh, my God, Maddie Williams had this many points. Well, that was our game plan. Mm-hmm. Our game plan was to let her score and not bring help to her so she couldn't kick it out to all those other great shooters they had. And our decision was Maddie Williams can score 25 and we can still win. And so a lot of the players got those same messages, and it was great for me to come back after that win and say, this is a perfect example of why you don't listen to the outside, because the outside is telling us we didn't do a good job of guarding her, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, but that was our game plan. So again, unless they know what it is we're talking about every single day, they can't contribute to it. And that has really served us well, and it's how we continue to tackle and navigate the attention that we're now getting. We just try to drown out the noise and keep the main thing the main thing.
All right, when I was doing our 40 for 80 feature on the national champions from 1980, I was interviewing the great Rex Robinson and going into our game against South Carolina. I'm sure you remember. We were number 4. They were number 13. We're 7-0. They're 6-1. It's Herschel Walker. It's George Rogers. And I asked Rex, I said, at this point, was all the attention, was it really starting to get to you? And he said, you know, Jeff, in those days, all we had to do to avoid the noise was just not to pick up the newspaper. You and I, with our age, we kind of came in the middle. For the kids today, the social media, everything, it's got to be borderline impossible.
It is everywhere. It is one of the reasons why on the road we still take their phones. We still take their phones from them on the road. I know I'm old school in that regard, and I'm sure they have access to laptops and all the other ways they can get information. But as long as they still act upset that I take their phones, I'm going to keep taking them. But we just, it's everywhere. It's everywhere you look. And so again, it's a great time for us to talk about, not just with our season, but in life. Let's not get caught up in looking to the left and the right, because what people can put on social media is not necessarily the true picture of what's happening in their world or in their life. It's a filter put on it. They took the picture 25 times before they posted it. So let's not get caught up in what something else looks like. We know what we look like. We have, it has a touch, a feel, a sound. Let's make sure that we show up every day and continue to do that.
See, if it's on the internet, it's not necessarily true, in case you didn't know that. All right, we're going to play a little above, below, or in between. Uh-huh. The game show I invented. You ready?
Yeah.
So here's how it goes. I'm going to give you a baseline, and then I'm going to give you a title. We're going to do songs and movies from 1996, last time we won in Knoxville, December of 96. And then you're going to say, is this song or is this movie above, below, or in between? The two that are out there. Okay, so our baseline here is California by Tupac Shakur from 1996. These are some of the big hits that I picked out from the year 1996.
So I'm going to tell you if the songs you tell me are above or below that or in between.
That's exactly right.
That's a good song.
Okay, well, hey, the baseline could wind up number one. Coming up first, this was actually won the Grammy, Change the World by Eric Clapton and Babyface.
Above.
Change the World. Okay. Coming up next, Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Sing that for me.
Isn't it ironic?
Below.
Okay. All right, Below California and Change the World. Okay, so Alanis, she's angry, so be careful. All right, Ironic by Alanis.
Bodyguard on the road, so he'll take care of me if she shows up.
All right, coming up next, Come On Ride That Train by the Quad City DJs.
Oh, that's got to be above. That's above. That's above California and below Change the World. That was my skating rink song when I went to the skating rink. That's the song that you dance backwards to when it came on.
You can dance backwards?
I can skate backwards.
Epic. All right. Next up, this is my wife. She loves Mariah Carey. Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey.
That is above all of them so far.
Did you couple skate to that song?
No, but let me tell you what I just did and why it jumps everything. Mariah Carey just came out with an autobiography. It is unbelievable, JD. I'm telling you, it gives me so much more respect for her and what she went through as a child and kind of even why she has some of the antics that she has. And so I'm going to put that one at the top right now because I just got finished reading her biography and I'm a little emotional about it. It's really good.
I hope she's not mean to my man Derek Jeter in there. And then finally, this is the most well-known song from the year 1996. Everybody knows it. Trey Littlefield's dancing to it right now, the Macarena.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Now, see, if you would have asked me back then, I probably would have said above. But right now, because I hear it so much and I'm a little worn out of it, it's going to be in between for me. Can I make that in between?
Yes.
It's going to be in between for me.
Now, which ones specifically do you want to go in between?
Let's put it below California and above Alanis Morissette.
Okay, there you go. So there you have it. That's above, below, in between. We're going to do it with movies now real quick. Best Picture winner, great movie, Braveheart from 1996. All right, coming up next.
Those baseline movies, those are some tough baseline stuff you're giving me here.
Listen, when you invent a game show, you got to come with the best. All right, so Braveheart's in the middle. Above or below The Rock?
Below.
Agreed. Coming up next, this is one. This is Trey Littlefield. This was me when I was younger. Swingers with Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau.
You're going to hate me for this, but I'm not a Vince Vaughn fan. So it's got to be below.
All right, Swingers going in below The Rock. Next, this is one, if you like scary movies, Scream.
Above.
Above Braveheart?
Braveheart is pretty classic, but next, it's right below it. It's right below Braveheart.
So we're going between Braveheart and The Rock.
Yes.
Okay. Next, Twister.
Below The Rock.
All right, below The Rock, above Swingers. Next, Jerry Maguire.
Ooh. It's got to go above Braveheart.
Ooh.
Just because of the classic line, my gosh, Tom Cruise was epic in that. So was Cuba Gooding Jr. in the sports and an analogy to it. It's got to be first. It's first.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
And coming up next, we had to defeat those dastardly aliens on the 4th of July. It's Independence Day. Best movies of 1996 above Jerry Maguire, below Swingers, or somewhere in between?
That's really tough. Because if Independence Day comes on right now, I'll sit down and watch all of it, commercials and everything. So Independence Day is first. Independence Day is first.
All right, show me the money, Independence Day. Hello, boys. I'm back. All right, I love playing above, below, or in between, and I one day hope to be the next Wink Martindale. Joni, you're the best. Congratulations, and good luck Thursday.
Thank you so much, Jeff. You know, we need to get this on the app, like Ellen's face, the Ellen's game. We can make brand this and get it patented, and let's do something here.
As I'll say for the third time, show me the money. All right, we'll talk with Sly and talking some hoops as we continue on with the second hour here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Everybody remembers the amazing light show last year when we ran the Fighting Irish out of Sanford Stadium that made Georgia the envy of college football. I'm Kenny Mullins, business manager for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 613. Every light in Sanford Stadium was installed by an IBEW electrician. We also light up the practice facility and many other buildings on campus. Learn more about the IBEW at IBEW613.org. Go Dawgs!
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Catches it. The spin move. Drop step to the baseline. He's laying a jam. Steps back for three. Found it from way downtown. Drives the lane. Kaboom! Got it. And gets the foul. Are you kidding me?
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Get ready for tip-off at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldogs gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's Jeff Dantzler.
Welcome back. Zach Jules, our Network City producer. Two legends across the way, the road dog, Adam Gillespie and Alan Thomas. Man, Ben Brandenburg be back in next week. And we have the great Mark Sloniker with us, one of the legendary names associated with Georgia basketball. Slon, I want to lead off with one of my favorite stories you tell. Fast Eddie Johnson, who was a famous player for the Hawks as well, when you got your first start taking on those Auburn Tigers, Slon, and the assignment you got.
Well, real quick, that one, on that pregame meal, and of course, I'm from New Jersey. I'm a freshman. I know the top teams in the SEC before I come down, but I really don't know the rest of the league very well, so I didn't really know a lot about Eddie Johnson. So we have pregame meal, and at the time, at that point in the season, Jeff, I might play 2 minutes in a game. I might play 20 minutes in a game. I was just in that eighth or ninth man role where you just didn't know what you're going to play. So during pregame meal, Coach Guthrie and Butch Clifton, assistant coach, say, Slon, when pregame meal's over, don't leave. We need to talk to you. So, of course, everybody on the team's like, what the heck, Slon, do? You know, so I go back up to the rooms at the pregame meal because we had pregame in the quarter hall, and they said, what did Coach want to see you about? I said, I'm starting tonight. They're like, you're starting? They say, who, you're guarding? I say, yeah, I'm guarding Eddie Johnson. They're like, oh, my God, no. So I'm like, why? And I see him on film, but I didn't realize how good he was. So I get on the court, and this is no embellishment. So we tip. They win the tip. I line up. We're in man-to-man. I got to guard Eddie Johnson. And he just blows by me, a little in-and-out move, and it's 2-0 Auburn. We come down. We don't score. He comes down, chukes me to the rim. It's 4-0 Auburn. We come down, we don't score. They come down, and Eddie Johnson just salivated. He's got Mark Slotnick as his freshman guarding them. And dang it, the coach for their team, Dr. Bob Davis, literally, no embellishment, stands up and says, "Damn it, Eddie, will you run the offense? I wanted to run over and hug the man." 10-time all, you know, he played in the league for 10 or 12 years, all-star. You know, Eddie was, you know, a lot of things in the NBA. And I can always say I held him to 16.
Oh, that's beefy. He was on pace for a Frank Selvey, Wilt Chamberlain game there.
Oh, he would have scored 100. He was a good guard, dude.
Hey, Slod, you played with a lot of great players. So this is a two-parter. Who's the best player, the most talented player, most talented athlete you played with? And who would you say is the most talented player and athlete that you played against? And there were a lot of candidates here in the SEC in that era.
Yeah, so I'll start with the SEC. The best player I played against, just pure player, was Bernard King.
That was my guess.
That dude was unstoppable. He was so good. I mean, there was a lot of great players in the league then, but he was phenomenal. How good he was, how fundamental he was with his move, and he was just literally unstoppable. He had to be running two guys at him all the time. The best player I played with, all around player, the best athlete I played with was Tony Flanagan. He played football and basketball at Georgia. And state champion in tennis, too. He was just a great, phenomenal athlete. But the best player I played with was Walter Daniels. He was all SEC. I think he's still fifth or sixth all-time leading scorer. When he finished playing, and he was all-time assist leader in Georgia history, I think, first or second, all-time leading scorer. He just could do it all. And to this day, in fact, I just talked to Walter about 30, 40 minutes the other day, just catching up with him. And, you know, we both said, man, we just wish we could have played one more year with Coach Durham. We only got the 1 year with him,
right,
but he just turned our lives around and made us so much better players. We were in unbelievable shape, but Walt could do it all. And Jeff, how about this? You know, he's got 998 points in his career. We're home, and he steals it, breaks through a passing lane, and goes down for us 999 and 1,000 points, a behind-the-head dunk. They still have that picture, man. Dude, he was good. He would just wipe out Kyle Macy every time we played Kentucky. But Macy, you know, played on a great team, was a great player himself, and he would be all-conference player, but Walt would just wear him out every time he played him.
Oh, that's awesome. I love the trips down memory lane. Well, Slina, let's talk real quick. It was a big win for the Dogs on Saturday. And how about the Lady Dogs going up and winning in Knoxville? And we talk about handling success, following it up, and winning the game you're supposed to win against Ole Miss, and doing it rather handily by 16 points.
Yeah, it was so impressive. Now, when I was on pins and needles with that Tennessee game, and those in and out of bounds plays, his last plays that game, I was pacing my den, watching it. That one of them gets so bad. So what happens is, like Joni, you're talking to Joni a few minutes ago. You know, for 3 days, 2 days, everybody's patting you on the back about how great you are for beating Tennessee, and that's all they want to talk about is the Tennessee game. But you've got to get refocused, and you know the step that the women's team is making this year, and they have to make. Is they've got to get to the point where they're beating the top, you know, half of the league and the top 25 teams they play. Well, they're starting to do that. And that's what the next step. So as a coach and a player, when you're making that thing, you're not used to it previously, and you haven't had a success, handling prosperity is a lot more difficult than handling adversity. Because if you're a competitor, you'll handle adversity because you get mad, you get a chip on your shoulder, you're going to bounce back. You're going to come out fighting tougher the next time. But prosperity, if you're not used to it and haven't been around it, that's what everybody wants to bestow upon you. It's tough to handle. So Joni really did a good job of managing her team. They came out still that eye of the tiger look against Ole Miss and just put it on them. Man, that's a sign of a good team. That handle that prosperity, get that big one on the road, be the top 25 team, put yourself in position that, hey, we are a contender in the league championship this year, and then we're going to back it up by not stumbling, by just, you know, beating Tennessee and then not be able to come back and beat Ole Miss. So, again, good sign for that team. I think I tweeted out after the game, Jeff, that they had the, you know, Georgia's women got the three T's, man. They got talent, they got toughness, and they got togetherness. And those things will win them. They travel all across the league, my man, right? They go to home games, road games, neutral court games, all that. You have those three ingredients, you got some success coming your way.
I love it, Slime, the three T's there. For the guys, the loss two Wednesdays ago at LSU was so brutal. We certainly played good enough, shot good enough, to win on the road, and I'm sure there was some hangover from that. And, man, just so big to get that first win over Ole Miss. And what a week coming up with Big Blue and the Gators.
I love it, man. It's why we do it. That's why we're in the SEC. So, again, it's they had some tough games. Really, first true road game of the year was LSU. Played well, had a chance to get it done. And then don't play well at Arkansas, don't play well home against Auburn. But, again, Tom, heard his talking before in the interview with Scott, and just, just imagine that team, getting them mentally right to go on the road again with some purpose, handle some adversity on the road, all things you got to handle when you travel and you play an early game, all those things. But to come out there and persevere and build that lead and hang on and get it done. But get the W. That's what you got to do. Get that win and build some confidence. And then this week, you got two teams that on paper sound great. Kentucky and Florida always in the top of the league, but they're both vulnerable this year. They both, I've watched them play several times. Each team, they both have, they're struggling, to be frank. So can Georgia take advantage of that at home with both games and come out Kentucky, get them running and get them out of their comfort zone and challenge those shots and keep them out of the paint and off the offensive glass? They'll have a chance to beat them. And Florida rolling in here on Saturday, I mean, my blood gets running hot, man. You just say the Gators' name, my blood's going, baby. I'm ready to jump out there for a couple of possessions. So the Gators will always get you going if you're a Bulldog. And so I think our guys will be high intensity, ready to play them. And Florida's trying to find themselves after the Johnson kid went down. Both teams, Jeff, and I've watched them play, Kentucky and Florida, have looked good at times, but neither one has been able to really sustain good play throughout 40 minutes. So it'll be up to us to build on this win on the road at Ole Miss. Come out and do the things that we do well. We get in passing lanes, get deflections, ball, and we score in the paint. But how do we score in the paint? Not the traditional way with post-up play. We score in the paint with transition layups, offensive rebounds, those great back cuts that we get out of our offense. And we've got to get those things against both of these teams.
Hey, Slon, KD Johnson really giving us a jolt. Was named the SEC's Freshman of the Week. What do you like about his game?
I like a lot about his game. Saw him in his warm-ups before he was eligible. I said, he looks like an SEC guard. So right there, he passes the eye test, right? He looks like the guard, got a strong body. The thing I liked about him, he came right in with effort and both ends of the floor. You could tell defensively he had a tough assignment the times he had to rotate on Cooper when they played Auburn. But he was up for the challenge. He was making the effort to, hey, I'm gonna try to defend here. I'm going to play wherever coach puts me, where he puts me on, I'm going to take the challenge there. But again, he's a kid who's got a strong body, can get to the rim, can take the hit, and still finish and get a three-point play opportunity. And then he's got a really nice stroke. I'd heard that I'd seen some tape that he had a good stroke, was a good shooter, but nobody called him outstanding. But right now, he's really stroking it good and shooting it good. But a great new ingredient to the team as they kind of work him into the rotation. But again, he gives you microwave, right, offense off the bench right now. And, so a little Vinny action there. So he gets it done.
Vinny Johnson.
And they really needed it.
Well, Slide, you're the best, my friend. AT, you got anything you want to throw out there, man? Hang on. There we go.
No, I was
AT's got new
say,
glasses and the new haircut.
Yeah, he's got
new glasses, new haircut. You'd think I'd have a good basketball question for my man, Slon. But how do you think we've seen Sevier and KD be on the floor at the same time? What advantage can that give us, but also what will somebody else maybe try to take advantage of against us with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think they pair up well together. And Kyer, you can play a three-guard look there because now, with Wheeler's game, with a penetrating pitch game, with him, he's pitching the two shooters, right? So you can set up plays in your offense with a penetrating pitch action where, Sevier can draw the defender, kick to those guys for set threes, and both of them right now are shooting it good. So really gives a nice ingredient for them offensively. And the way we get out and run the floor, it gives Wheeler a chance to make that deep penetration and really suck in those big guys for the other team. And I think we'll see that against Kentucky. He's going to draw those guys to the rim because they're going to want to block his shot. When he draws that extra defender over there, that's going to leave somebody open on a ball rotation as he kicks it out. So I think he and Johnson pair really well together. Johnson just looks like an SEC baller. We used to tell Coach Durham when Sylvester and Anderson and I would spot guys in summer ball and say, you say, hey, Slon, what do you like about him? I say, thank Coach, he's just a good guard, man. He's just, that's all Coach Durham wanted to hear. So guys that want to compete and they're good at all phases of the game. So I think Johnson fits that mold, really electric player, and just a good solid guard. So those two together, you know, I always think about if I'm coaching against Georgia, what am I trying to do? So, again, right immediately those two guys, you got to stop penetration, got to have good closeouts on KD Johnson. So there's a lot of things that they bring that are going to break defenses down and give them an opportunity to get some great shots.
Well, you're the man, Slon. We'll talk to you again very soon. You're the greatest. And so hopefully we can pull off a bunch more wins this week around the SEC.
They're there for us. They're there. Yeah. Women's, how about the women's schedule this week? Woo!
Yeah. Got to go to Columbia SC on Thursday night to take on those Gamecocks.
They played tonight.
They did. Yeah, they beat Arkansas.
Tonight, so hopefully the Arkansas made them run up and down a little bit there.
For
get them
sure.
They're coming out beating them bad in the second half, one of like 104-82 or something.
Yeah, so then we get Arkansas here on Monday night. So it's a big week of hoops coming up. Slon, you're the best, buddy.
It,
we love you.
All right, guys. Go Dawgs.
You betcha. The one and only Mark Sloniker. God, that had to be a relief for him. Run the offense. Oh, thank God.
The great Bob Davis. He's not gone down in the legendary coaches of Auburn University basketball, I don't think.
He was on his way to score about 100 that night. I love it. All right, Shock and Ship is coming up, and they've got a very special guest. Josh Brooks is going to jump on board. So we'll hit that when we continue on with the second hour here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
No one gets you closer to SEC sports than SiriusXM. Tune in to shows on SEC Radio hosted by experts like Peter Burns, Chris Doering, Aaron Murray, and me, Jacob Hester. Plus, get conference news, analysts, and much more. From the offseason through the postseason, we've got your team covered anywhere you go. And now, you can try us out for free. Get a free trial to take your team with you on your phone, online, and at home. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go Dawgs!
If you thought you saw the last of the double cheeseburger pizza from Papa John's, think again. Because it's back again. And now they're debuting the sequel as a papadilla. A quarter pound of beef, zesty burger sauce, and pickles on crispy flatbread crust. Again, one more time. Get a large double cheeseburger pizza for just $12. Or a new double cheeseburger papadilla for $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Again. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Here again is Jeff Dantzler.
All right, Dog fans, the official Georgia basketball game program has gone fully digital. It's now free to access. The paperback game program is no longer offered, so log on to GeorgiaDogs.com/digital to get everything you need to know heading into this week's matchup against the Kentucky Wildcats. That's GeorgiaDogs.com/digital. All right, it is now time for the Shock and Ship podcast. Got a little brief version of it here. And you can go to GeorgiaDogs.com or wherever you go to listen to your podcast. We've got a lot of great ones, including this very show, the Bulldog Brunch, Shock and Ship, 40 for 80, reliving the 1980 National Championship. And Josh Brooks is on right now, and it's a pretty entertaining topic right here as we talk about the night the lights went out and then went red in Georgia against the Fighting Irish. Take it away, boys.
The Notre Dame game this past in 2019 is a perfect example. It has to be an electric environment. That's expected now.
Yeah, and thankfully we have a great team and great people, and Mike can tell you about that, how much work went into programming that. Mike's team did a phenomenal job of programming that. They didn't take it easy, and I'll tell you a little behind the scenes story of that. Mike might not like that, but you know, we were going into that week, and this was gonna be the first time we were gonna debut him at night and really have the effect. And Mike, was it a week or two out that you're like, hey, we need to redo the code?
It was like a week out.
He's like, we're gonna have to redo the code for the light because there's a chance that it could not work. I'm like, okay, what does not work mean? Does not work mean like, does that mean no lights in the stadium? He's like, no. Worst case is just the lights are all on. I was like, okay, I can live with that. Although your mind goes to the worst possible place that they just won't work at all. So Mike and Emily Dietz, they put in with their staff, did a phenomenal job of programming this. So we had the dramatic moment when we're going to drop the lights out in the fourth quarter. And it was coming. Everyone knew that we were going to flash the red. We did a pregame and some other points, but no one knew that big dramatic drop was coming in the fourth quarter. And I knew when it was coming, but I was still
nervous.
Panic attack that please Lord, let these lights come back on. And I know the drop was probably only like a second, Mike.
Yeah, that's all it was.
But for me, I promise you it was 10 seconds.
you have not lived in fear until you have intentionally turned the lights out on 90,000 people.
And you heard that collective, ooh, and they dropped too. Flashback red. That was one of the coolest moments.
When we hit the button in the control room, Anna Tanner, who works up front, who's one of the producers, and she was the one who actually did the programming. She hit the button, and then she threw her hands up in the air, and she goes, "Nobody touch anything."
Mike, that's what it feels like when you throw an interception and 90,000 people are mad at you. That's what that feels like. All the lights go out on you. That's what that feels like.
I bet it is.
You hear different sounds.
Different sounds.
That's fantastic stuff there. And you can listen to the entire Shock and Ship broadcast with Josh Brooks and Mike Bilbo.
Mike Bilbo's on there with Josh. And Josh tells some really good stories that are in there. It's a great podcast with Shock and Ship where you've heard Josh in his press conferences and some other things, and you get a really good look into his inside as a person and a couple of funny anecdotes that are in there, and we're in great hands with Josh's leadership here at Georgia.
Josh is awesome. Absolutely love him. And just wherever you go to get your podcast, download the podcast, and, of course, you can do that at GeorgiaDogs.com. We'll play a little above, below, or in between when we return. And Dog Nation, for all your Georgia athletics information needs, be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com. I'm going to go with the old phrase, log on it, doggone it. From tracking event results to exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage, GeorgiaDogs.com has you covered. Also, be sure to check out the G-Shop for exclusive releases of Nike Sideline official apparel, just like the coaches wear. Visit GeorgiaDogs.com and the G-Shop today. It's the second hour here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Put on your red and black, grab your foam finger, and get ready to unleash the dogs. Scana Energy is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Every day is a dog day here, so get loud, Georgia. Join Scana Energy as we unleash the savings and cheer our team to glory this basketball season. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com to save.
No one gets you closer to SEC sports than SiriusXM. Tune in to shows on SEC Radio hosted by experts like Peter Burns, Chris Doering, Aaron Murray, and me, Jacob Hester. Plus, get conference news, analysts, and much more. From the offseason through the postseason, we've got your team covered anywhere you go. And now, you can try us out for free. Get a free trial to take your team with you on your phone, online, and at home. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Subway Restaurants, deals are delicious. And right now, you can choose from two great deals on delicious meals. Get a 6-inch cold-cut combo, spicy Italian, or Black Forest ham, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $6. Or choose a 6-inch chicken and bacon ranch melt, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, or steak and cheese, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $7. Either way, you get a great deal on a delicious meal, only at Subway Restaurants. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Now more than ever, it's important to support our local businesses, whether it's your favorite pizza place or your neighborhood barber. That's why I'm a proud member of Georgia's Own Credit Union. Georgia's Own has been serving our local community for more than 85 years. Whether they are saving you money on a checking account or credit card, or supporting the people, places, and teams that we've grown to love, Georgia's Own can't be beat. To learn more, visit their website at georgiasown.org. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's Own.
Is Bulldogs Live. Let's rejoin Jeff Dantzler.
All right, welcome back. It is the second hour. Zach Jewell in studio. The great Adam Gillespie, the great Alan Thomas across the way. Zach, you're great too. All right, Georgia fans, at the UGA Bookstore, you'll find the best selection of the biggest brands like Nike, Peter Millar, Johnny O, Vineyard Vines, 47 Brand, and Southern Tide at the UGA Bookstore. Something for every Bulldog fan. The UGA Bookstore, located next to the Tate Student Center, open 7 days a week. And remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where the dogs shop. Way to go, Chris Kirk, finishing second in the second tournament in Hawaii. We almost had the clean sweep, had nine players in the field, all nine made the cut.
Chris Kirk, by the way, shoots 65, 65, 65, 65, was two over after four holes yesterday with having to get his keep his card and his tour status on the line. So that's some big-time play. That's a Bulldog.
That is a Bulldog through and through. Coach Hacks, guys, winners. Well, this is the game show that is sweeping America. You know, Joni had a good idea. Maybe I can get rich off of this. It might be a fun little app game. Just have lists come up on there. So anybody who knows how to get me rich off of making an app, let us know, please. All right, AT, what do we got this week?
Above, below, and in between this week, we're going to pay homage to that the big win in Knoxville, the first Lady Dog win in Knoxville since 1996. So these are going to be above, below, and in between streak-breaking Georgia football wins. Okay. So when we've been on the negative side of a few losses, couple of these wins turned some things around. So let's start with the baseline right here. And the baseline for this, I'm going to go ahead and give you. It's a great game, but I will give you the 1959 Georgia over Auburn, 14-13. Auburn had won six straight games in that series, which still is the longest streak in the history of that series. But Georgia wins and goes on to win the SEC championship in 59 with Francis Tarkington at quarterback.
Tarkington to Herod, that is a strong one right there. I think the 59 championship's one of the most important in Georgia history because it bridged. We won the three in the 40s, and then when Coach Dooley got here, we won in 66 and 68. So between 42, 46, 48, the 50s was a terrible decade. I'm sure maybe more on that later with the infamous drought, but to win that championship in 59 to get one more for Coach Butts, that is a strong baseline right there, beating Auburn.
And just for those that want, we talk about these are after some losses here at Georgia. Georgia still owns the series record 61-56 and 8, so we're still in the lead there. All right, the next one, and again, these are against our big rivals.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm going to go with Florida next. We lost seven straight to the Gators from 90 to 96. And the 97 game was a Georgia 37-17 win when our head football coach might have had a pick in that football game, but it didn't necessarily turn the worm yet, but that stopped the longest streak ever. The one that turned the worm may have been 07 to get a big win, but how about that one right there?
I'm going to put that one slightly above the Georgia-Auburn-Tarkington game because we all know the misery that we had experienced down in Jacksonville, and Coach Donnan had a great team that year, Robert Edwards with the four touchdowns, and also to beat them by 20 points, it was a special,
special day. Coach Dooley said at the time he felt that win was as important as the Ballou to Scott game because it had been so long for us at Jacksonville.
That is saying something right there.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and again, still the all-time record against Florida. We're up 52-44.
So we're up.
We're going to take a look at Alabama. Alabama's not somebody who we've played as many times as most, but we had a five-game losing streak back in the, I believe it was in the 59-64 in 1965. Georgia beat Alabama 18-17, and there was some play in there that was pretty big.
The flea flicker, what we would now call the hook and lateral. And that game, the 65 team had a lot of injuries. And Coach Dooley's always said, like, Bill Stanfield was on that team leading a great freshman class. If freshmen were eligible then, he thought that might have been a championship team. The comparison I always make, 65 wasn't a great team, but in 66, Georgia won the SEC and went 10-1. 66 doesn't happen without that play in that game. Very similar 2001, Coach Rick's first year. That wasn't a championship year, but we don't have the year we had in 02 without Verron Haynes, David Green, and that win at Tennessee. So I'm going to go with that one. I'm going to put that between 59 and 97 because that really was the launching point for Coach Dooley's career.
All right, two more to go here. I'm going to give you the one that you may have referenced a little earlier. 1957.
God, thank God.
Georgia
I wasn't
had lost
back
eight
then.
Straight. There were eight straight years without Christmas in the Dantzler household. But in 57, Georgia beats Tech 7-0. And pretty much from that point on, Georgia has owned that series.
Yeah, we've dominated. That is numero uno with Thunder and Theron Sapp up there. With the touchdown, yeah, that is number. Adam, aren't you glad you didn't know me back then?
Those would have been some long Bulldog brunches
long
on Sunday.
Long brunches, man. Chris, when can we start getting the tomato juice over here?
Okay, our last one that I've got in there that you were probably there in the stadium for. We had lost nine straight games to Tennessee. It spanned 11 years or 12 years.
We didn't play them in 90 and 91. They beat us in 89, and then when they came in the league, so it was 92 through 99. So, yeah, nine in a row.
That 99 win, 21-10, and word has it that event management changed for the history of Georgia football after that night.
Yeah, we stormed the field for that victory in 2000, and it was a very, very special night. I didn't think I'd ever see Georgia lose to – somebody nine in a row, and well, that happened, and Florida beat us 11 out of 12. And so, I just wasn't anticipate that. That was an enormous win.
It's amazing that in the history Georgia and Tennessee have played as little as they have, because we now own the series 25-23-2 and lost nine in a row in there and still own the series.
No doubt, because when Coach Dooley retired in 1988, we beat them that year 28-17. We led the series at that point 10-8-2. And then we trailed 10-17-2, but clearly the 21st century has been different. I'm going to go ahead and bump that one between Georgia-Auburn 59, and the 65 win over Alabama. So I'm going to have the drought breaker number one, Theron Sapp. Then I'm going to go the 97 win over Florida, 65 over Bama, 2000 over Tennessee, and then the streak breaker against Auburn in 59. That would be my order. Any dissension there from across the way? Road Dog, what you got for
us? I just don't have the historical perspective that you are able to put on stuff like that. So my number one is just beating Florida, because I want to beat Florida anytime and every time. So I bumped that up to number one. And like you said, it didn't really start a trend that really went in our favor even after that. But it was good to get that in there. And then the 99 win against the Vols, beating that streak. And was that the – who was their quarterback? Was that?
Well, no. Peyton wasn't there. So
okay,
this was in 2000.
Right.
Yeah, when
yeah.
We beat
so
them.
You know, it's just, those are the top two for me, and then
okay.
The other three you can just kind of put in any order you want. For you, I'll put Tech at number three because it's always good to beat them.
Yes, it is. The drought breaker.
So you're saying it's not good to beat Alabama? We beat
Alabama.
Oh,
it's great to beat Alabama.
By the way, when we break that streak to win the whole yeah. thing. There's a new – even me, that's
a new
number
one yeah,
right
no
there.
Joke, no joke.
That's how would you put it up there,
I'm going to go with you. I'm going to put the win over Tech because that win solidifies us as being the dominant program in the state. And then, you know, number two, I think I'm going to put that Auburn
59
win as a 59 championship in a series of it's been so back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then I'll throw the Tennessee win in there, and then I'll throw the Alabama win. And I'm putting the Florida win in there last, only because I think the worm didn't turn. It turned a little later to get it back, and we've been pretty much even with them over the last 15 years or so.
I think the most exciting over the last, I'd say in the 21st century, the most exciting win over Florida was a Malcolm Mitchell play in 2012. We beat them 17-9. That took that team to another level.
You know, was that even more exciting than when Jarvis sticks the hand in there to stop the touchdown on Jordan Reed.
No doubt.
Great games. Inside that stadium. And that's what rivals are all about. That's the good
thing.
All these games right here against great rivals.
You got that right. Alan, great job. Road Dog, great job. And I'm, again, reiterating, I'm so glad I wasn't alive during the infamous drought when Coach McGill held it together for the Georgia people.
Oh, by the way, this is a Ben Brandenburg topic.
He came up with it. All right, Georgia fans, tune in Sunday at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2. Catch an all-new episode of Georgia All Access presented by Georgia Power. This week featuring Georgia men's basketball grad transfer Andrew Garcia. Bulldogs athletic director Josh Brooks will join the Shock and Ship podcast. We'll have highlights from this week in Georgia athletics. Hey, the men's and women's swimming team sweeping South Carolina. That's Georgia All Access presented by Georgia Power. Sunday, midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime next week at GeorgiaDogs.com. We'll put a bow on this one after a final timeout of the second hour on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Even before the victory celebration is over, great teams are back at it the next day, working to get even better. The team at Ford understands how hard work and dedication pay off. Over the last 30 years, Ford Explorer has been America's best-selling SUV. In fact, all Ford SUVs, like Explorer, Escape, and Edge, are built for victory. Score a great offer today at your local Ford dealer. Based on total cumulative OEM reported U.S. sales for all SUVs from calendar year 1990 through calendar year 2019.
No one gets you closer to SEC sports than SiriusXM. Tune in to shows on SEC Radio hosted by experts like Peter Burns, Chris Doering, Aaron Murray, and me, Jacob Hester. Plus, get conference news, analysts, and much more. From the offseason through the postseason, we've got your team covered anywhere you go. And now, you can try us out for free. Get a free trial to take your team with you on your phone, online, and at home. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
Put on your red and black, grab your foam finger, and get ready to unleash the dogs. Scana Energy is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Every day is a dog day here, so get loud, Georgia. Join Scana Energy as we unleash the savings and cheer our team to glory this basketball season. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com to save.
All right, Johnny, Ed, and Doc back with you one final time here. Adam, always great to see you. Alan, great to see you, my friends. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, JD. Good show. Road Dog, be safe.
He's the man. He's all over the place. Thanks, our man, Zach Jewell. We try not to yell at Zach during these broadcasts here. We're back with you next Monday night. Big week of hoops coming up. Yeah, Monday's going to be an interesting night. But, hey, we covered that Missouri football and that hoops with a three-hour dog talk. We could do anything here. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Go Dogs! This has been the second hour on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. You've been listening to Bulldogs Live. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare, the official healthcare provider for the Georgia Bulldogs. Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. And by Dos Equis. Cheer on your favorite team with a Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Bulldogs Live is an exclusive presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Powered by Learfield IMG College and JMI Sports. Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!